Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up a family routine so hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we're talking about how to know if you're expecting too much of your kids in helping around the house. Are you feeling like your family left you to do all the housework on top of running your business? Let's get that off your plate, because the last thing you need is more on your to-do list. Inside this free coaching session I'm offering, I'm going to show you exactly how to get your kids involved so that you have the time you need to focus on growing your business. All the seconds to not spending every second cleaning are about to be yours right on the other side of this free coaching call. Are you worried that you've asked your kids to help out too much? That they're doing too big a portion of the work? Here's how to tell if that worry is true or if it's just your brain kicking up stuff at you. Three things. Number one, go with your gut. If this guilt is coming from outside sources, but you are perfectly fine with the way you're running their tech time allowances, just ditch it. And number two, what is your mom intuition pointing out as uncomfortable? That is the only part you need to change because you actually want to. Number three, what if you're the one who's feeling resistance to the area needs changing? I.e., you know you need to step up your game here, but you just still don't want to. Well, there's an easy solution for that. Stop making yourself be perfect. Just choose the lowest hanging, fastest, easiest way to move towards that new habit. Want some examples? Here, you need more connection time with your kids. What about a nightly carry to bed upside down tradition? They love it. Are you wishing you could eat healthier? Find the smallest way to food prep, even if it's buying the pre-cut wrap veggies for you to snack on. Do you need to exercise more? Pick the shortest set of stretching exercises you can do every day so you get in the habit. Do you want to spend more weekly quality time with your husband? What about trying a weekly go out for coffee day? There's no pressure about lingering over the drinks, just build this go out together and talk habit. Because it's going to be worth it. Even tiny changes are worth it because they get you in the habit for more. More of this, more of your new direction, more change. And that is bottom line what you want, right? Change. And look, this doesn't always have to be some big thing that you stress out or agonize over. This some mid-New Year resolution thing. Sometimes you just know you have a kid who's ready for more helping out around the house, and you're just wondering when you should start him on the extra chores. It's not because there's something hugely wrong about the current way you're doing things or how much food prepping is on your plate right now, but you really feel like his ability level could use a challenge. It's well within his capability. And so you gently, easily guide him into more chores. If it sounds like I'm talking about a situation, it's because I am. My nice youngest son had his little set of daily chores, but that was pretty much it. He empties the dishwasher of non-breakable things and does his own laundry. At least that's what he was doing last month. But he's been asking to help out on a regular basis, and I still had a few food chores left on my plate. So I decided to up his allowance to more of the big kids level and let him do those food prepping chores. He was thrilled. Okay, this kid likes money, or else he really wants to be seen as one of the big kids. So it worked. So he is now doing yogurt because we're making homemade yogurt. He's doing the grown-up people's laundry. It's really not all that different from doing his own. Like, okay, if it's in a mesh bag, give it to mommy. If it's daddy's work pants, don't put them in the dryer. And he's now making granola for everyone and, you know, sneaking sunflower seeds while he's at it because he likes them. Because I saw, hey, look, he's pouring his own milk all the time, has been for years. He's doing his own laundry. He stirs batter every Saturday morning, i.e., he has all of these skills necessary to make yogurt in the Instapot, aka pour in a gallon of milk, press some buttons to do someone else's laundry for them, same set of skills, or to stir a meal in the crock pot as opposed to stirring some batter in the mixing bowl. Poof, done. He's happy. I'm happy. I've got less on my plate and I'm respecting his increased ability. And he's getting the money to compensate. So, what are you going to change about your kids' chores and whether or not they're doing too much worries today? Are you feeling like your family left you to do all the housework on top of running your business? Let's get that off your plate starting now, because the last thing you need is more on your to-do list. Inside this free coaching session I'm offering, I'm going to show you exactly how to get your kids involved so that you have the time you need to focus on growing your business. All the secrets to not spending every second cleaning are about to be yours right on the other side of this free coaching call. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.